When we consider what we've heard in this gospel today, we can only maybe imagine a little bit the utter panic that Jairus and the situation that he was faced with, what he must have been feeling as we consider what he was going through in today's gospel. However, Jesus, because Jesus is present, and when Jesus is present and Jesus speaks, something is going to happen. And so he says, do not fear, only believe. And, you know, sometimes we can focus so much on the fear that we're not paying any attention to that dimension of our faith that helps us to believe, even though we don't know, because, you know, faith, believing, is a little bit of a walk in the dark, is it not? You know, we know, we believe what we've been taught, but we don't always understand the fullness, the full impact of what's going to happen. And so amazingly, Jairus does what he's told. He doesn't know how this is going to end. He can't see that any more than we can for most of our life. But what he does know is this. He knows that Jesus is with him all the time. And he is especially with him in through what he's going through as we see it in the gospel today. And so from the very moment that Jairus fell at his feet, Jesus has been walking with him literally, not just, you know, not just spiritually, but in this case, because he was human and walking on the earth, he was walking with him literally as well. And that belief, that trust, it enables Jairus to continue on, even in the face of seemingly hopelessness. Sometimes the things that we think are hopeless, and to us at that moment, they are, whether they are or are not hopeless, our sense, our feeling, and what we're going through is that sense of emptiness and hopelessness. And yet, when we can move beyond that into our faith, we know that although this is the way I'm feeling, I know that in truth and in faith, there is much more going on here than we can really realize. And so, of course, all of us are well aware of the fact that life is filled with difficult challenges. It's part of the human condition, and certainly Jesus suffered that in his human nature as well. And when we reach out then to Jesus, Jesus speaks the same words to each and every one of us right here, right now, today. And that's probably the greatest part of the message that we can take today, is to realize that what Jesus is saying to Jairus and the way that Jairus responds is speaking to each and every one of us as well. So, for example, let's say you're faced with certain situations in life, maybe life-threatening illness. Do not fear, only believe. Maybe a loved one has been ravaged by addiction or suffering that you know in your life. Do not fear, only believe. Seemingly irreparable broken relationships in our lives. Do not fear, only believe. Given that that's what Jesus is teaching us, it begs the question of why and how should we and can we believe? So again, we see in the second reading today, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Jesus became poor so that his poverty, through his poverty, we could become rich. Jesus becomes poor so we can become rich. So it's not just and only about our faith and our trust, because in fact, our faith and our trust is Jesus. And when we feel like we ourselves are not really experiencing, or we're not trusting, or we're not having enough faith, we draw on the faith and the trust and the promises of Jesus. St. Paul explains why Jesus made such a sacrifice to give up everything, to come to obey the Father's will and to give of his life for us the way that he did. And from our point of view today, Paul helps us to understand why it is that we can believe. And so we see that he explains that Jesus made such a sacrifice so that by his poverty, we might become rich. And so that by his faith and by his trust, we can have faith and we can believe. It's not a feeling. It's not even really a choice, although it is that. It's a choice more than it is a feeling. But it just is. We have faith. You've heard the gospel about, you know, the faith the size of a mustard seed. You know, if you put a little bit of a mustard seed on your finger, you can hardly see it without holding it up close to see, oh yeah, there it is. It's the smallest seed, from what I understand, known on earth. And that's all we need. All of us have that, whether we realize it or not. If we didn't, we would not be going through what we're going through the way we are going through. Because when we're saying, you know, oh Lord, please help me, I can't have faith. If I don't have faith, why would I say, oh Lord, please help me? So it's almost like a contradiction, right? Except that it shows that we do have faith. If we didn't, why would we be bothering Jesus? So Jesus took on the poverty of our human limitations. Why? He did that so that we could inherit the richness of eternal life. Because indeed, ultimately, that's where our journey is taking us. We live a little bit of that. It's like a, you know, already but not yet, because we're still living in this tent, on this earth. But ultimately, that's where we're going. And that's where our faith continues to bring us all the time. You know, one of the things about Mary, Mother Mary, she always pointed to Jesus, no matter what people went to her for. And when we pray to her for her intercession, she always points to Jesus. She always brings us to Jesus. And through that, she brings us to the Eucharist. And so Jesus entered so fully into our poverty as human beings, in fact, that he endured death. All of that so that we could live forever. That's why he came and did what he did. So today, now, because of this sacrifice of Jesus, you and I, all of us, we can receive his riches every single day. The richness of his presence, the richness of his faith, the richness of the life that he lived for us, the faith, the benefit, the fruit that we draw from the life that he lived and gave for us. But again, it begs the question, well, how can we do all of this? Well, today's gospel, in fact, shows us the way. For example, now in the longer version of the gospel, it talks about Jairus's daughter, but there's also the woman who was hemorrhaging. So you know that story as well. So today's gospel shows us the way. Both Jairus and the hemorrhaging woman, both of them, they both knew that they were in desperate circumstances. There was no question about that. Dire circumstances, impossible, seemingly impossible circumstances. And they knew that they needed the healing that only Jesus could provide. Sometimes that pain, that suffering, that emptiness that we experience in our being, that's our longing, the soul's longing to return to heaven. And we think, you know, maybe if we had a lot of possessions, or if I smoked, or if I did drugs, or if I turned to out, you know, we turn to things to try to fill that hole in the soul. None of it works. We know that, because the next day we don't feel any better. We feel even worse because of what we did that we shouldn't have been doing. Only Jesus can fill that hole in the soul. Only Jesus can do that. Similarly then, when we acknowledge our spiritual poverty, we are spiritually poor. But we're not destitute. We are not without. We're just a little bit poor in that area. So when we acknowledge the reality, the poverty is that we need Jesus. We need God. The Lord says, without the Spirit, you can't do anything. That's spiritual poverty. So we need the Spirit. We need the Father. We need the Son. So when we acknowledge that, then we open our hearts to receive the riches of Jesus. In this case, the faith, the hope, the trust, the strength, the courage to carry on and to keep moving forward. Because we know, even though seemingly it's not getting any better and we're thinking it'll never get better, in the same time, there's something within us that keeps drawing us forward. That little bit of faith, that little glimmer of the sunshine, of the trust, the hope, the faith that Jesus brings to us each and every day. And so don't be, obviously the Lord knows what it is that's going on in our lives. So confess your weaknesses and your sins to the Lord. Nothing to be afraid of there. I always remind people when they come to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, I always like to start out by mentioning to people, you know, the most important thing about this sacrament that we are celebrating together today in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, the most important thing that God wants you to know is God loves you very much. That's what this is all about today. Certainly the Eucharist is about that, but particularly the Sacrament of Reconciliation becomes, because we come, you know, we feel bad, we feel sorrowful, which we should, that's helpful, but we're going to meet Jesus in that sacrament, you know. And so when we confess our weakness or our sins to the Lord, acknowledging the temptations that always seem to trip us up. You know, I sometimes think, I think we, when we get to the end of, you know, the confession, help me to do penance and to sin no more. You know, it's like I want to say, Lord, give me a break. You know this is going to happen again, you know, because we're human, we're weak, things are going to happen again. Doesn't mean, though, that we should not say that, because that's the hope, that's the trust, that at some point, things are going to change. And so tell Jesus that you need him. Tell him how much you need him. Tell him how often you need him. Tell him as many times as you feel you need to tell him. That's okay. He's there. He knows. He'll listen and he'll minister to you. So Jairus then and the hemorrhaging woman, it didn't just admit their poverty. They also believed in the riches of the love of Jesus. Again, it's always about love. Now, we love people. We love people in our family. We love friends and so on and so forth. Do not our hearts reach out to them when they're in trouble of some kind? Do we not want to try to do something to minister to them, to embrace them, to give them a word of courage or strength? If that's true of us, which it is, imagine how much more than for Jesus. And so they also believed in the riches of the love of Jesus. So their faith, it was their faith because they were willing to admit their need and their poverty and their brokenness. It opened the way for his divine power to flow. Remember, we have free will. And when we acknowledge our need in our free will, we're going to Jesus because he will not force anything upon us. He always stands ready, present with us, in us, waiting for that moment when we say, okay, Lord, I've tried it my way. You know what? It hasn't worked out too well. Can I try it your way now? And of course he says, yes, yes. So likewise then, when we confess our neediness to the Lord, then we can be confident, absolutely certain that he will fill us. Not necessarily with material wealth, but he certainly will fill us with the richness of his presence, the faith of his presence, the hope of his presence, the courage, everything that his presence brings to us when we are in need, his forgiveness and his wisdom. Jesus' poverty, it has won for each and every one of us untold riches, not only what we know already or what we will learn, but untold riches. There's such a vast treasure. That's the wealth, the treasure of his love in our lives. Riches that are available to us in a very special way here today in Holy Communion. So what a gift it is for us today to acknowledge when the two of the children come forward to receive their first communion. Maybe we can even remember back to our own first communion and what that was like for us and all of the preparation that went into it. Holy Communion, sisters and brothers, Holy Communion, the holy sacrifice of the Eucharist, that's the be-all and the end-all of everything. Because in this sacrament, we have everything we need. We have prayer. We have each other. We have reconciliation. We have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, totally, absolutely present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so come to the Lord. Come in your poverty. Come in humility. Don't be afraid. Come in faith. Come, let him fill you. That certainly is what he wants to do. And so again, then we see how Jesus speaks, do not fear, but only believe. Life, as we've said, is filled with difficult challenges. So, as a Eucharistic, we are a people of the Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, we have no life. The legs can be moving, the arms can be swinging, and the lips can be flapping. But if there's no joy in the step, if there's no love in the embrace, if there's no peace on the lips, that's not living. That's just walking around. And Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. Our God is a God of abundance. If there's anything that God cannot do, it is he cannot give himself just a little bit. We might receive only a little bit, not because of where God is, but because of maybe where we are at a given point in life. And so as a Eucharistic people, we profess our belief that Jesus is really and truly present, not only to us, but with us and in us as well. With hope and with gratitude, we trust in his presence. We trust on our life's journey as we hear his words spoken to each and every one of us today. Do not fear, only believe. Considering all of that gift, grace, blessing, anointing, help, presence, I came across a prayer a little while back that I would like to share with you. I've titled it A Healing Prayer of Thanksgiving. A prayer of thanksgiving. Here it is. I will pray it as us on our behalf. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for awakening our sleeping spirit and for bringing us into your light. Thank you, Lord, for transforming us by the renewing of our minds. Thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit on each and every one of us and revealing your word to us. Thank you, Lord, for giving your angels charge over us in all of our ways. Thank you for our faith in you and that from our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. We see that in John chapter 7. Living waters of the Spirit gushing forward, flowing, filling up. Thank you for directing my mind, our heart into the love of the Father and for the steadfastness of all your ways. Fill us, Lord, to overflowing with your life and love. Our Lord, our King, and Jesus, our Christ. Do not fear, only believe.